Time for the highlights of the game, and the Mets enter the finale looking for the sweep and a 7-3 road trip with their hottest pitcher on the mound in Sean Manaea going up against the White Sox best starter, Garrett Crochet, but he hadn't gone more than four innings in any of his last nine starts as the Pale Hose looked to limit his innings. He only threw four pitches in his last start when that got suspended, so he was essentially working on 10 days rest, and he started the game by striking out the side in each of the first two innings. He did, however, need 35 pitches to do it. He started the third by striking out Starling Marte before Luis Torrens finally put one in play, grounding out the third, and then Harrison Bader flew out to end the inning. Manaea also retired the first nine he faced, throwing a pair of eight-pitch innings over the first two, and then there was finally a breakthrough for the Mets in the fourth when Francisco Lindor led off and heard the chance of MVP on the south side of Chicago. He had our smash of the game as well as the turning point.
First pitch. Swung on, hit well, out to left field. Jolts going back, drifting to the warning track. It is gone. Halfway up the bleachers in left center field, Francisco Lindor hits number 29. It's the Mets' first hit of the game. It's the Mets' first run of the game. They break through against Crochet and take a 1-0 lead.
And you could hear those chants from the crowd that was only announced at 18,000 today, a little more than 18,000, but you had to believe a lot of them were Met fans. They were certainly the more vocal group on the day, and that was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets' turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply, with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Also, the Smash of the Game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. After going down on strikes in the first, Lindor jumped on the first pitch of the fourth for his 29th homer to give the Mets the first lead of the day. He also extended his streak to a career-high 30 straight games. The second time around the order was certainly kind to the Mets, who then got an infield single from Jose Iglesias and then one to center by Mark Vientos to put men on first and third. However, Pete Alonso struck out for the first out of the inning. That was the last batter Crochet faced, throwing 57 pitches. Gus Varlin came on and met the red-hot Jesse Winker, who homered last night, part of a three-hit night, but he struck out this time, and J.D. Martinez flew out to end the inning. The Mets squandered a pair on the base paths, but had a 1-0 lead. Manaea's perfect game ended with a two-out walk in the fourth, but then helped his own cause to end the inning.
Sosa inches off the first base bag. Manaea holds and lifts and throws over. They've got him picked off. Pete applies the tag, and the inning is over. Sean Manaea issues a two-out walk, but he picks off Sosa for the final out.
Lenin Sosa gets picked off, the 16th pickoff by a Met pitcher this year, and the inning comes to an end. The Mets lefty finally giving up his first hit, a single to Miguel Vargas with two out in the fifth, but promptly struck out Dominic Fletcher to end that inning, his fourth of the day. After a 1-2-3 sixth, Manaea came out for the seventh for a fourth straight start and the fifth in the last six. He hit Luis Robert to start the inning, but then got some help from his battery mate.
Sosa just one of three base runners today for Chicago. He was the first. He walked back in the fourth inning, but then Manaea picked him off. Runner goes. The pitch is a called strike. The throw by Torrens. The tag by Iglesias. He got him. Luis Torrens throws out another one.
And Torrens has been terrific behind the plate. He throws out Robert Easley, the 12th runner he's thrown out in 20 attempts this year. And after retiring the next batter, he walked Andrew Vaughn, Manaea did, with two outs. He then faced his first jam of the day when Gavin Sheets singled to put runners on the corners for Miguel Vargas. And Manaea answered the moment of truth.
First and third with two outs. 1-0 Mets, bottom of the seventh. The 3-1. Swung on, hit in the air to left. It's playable for Jesse Winker. He's underneath it, makes the catch for the final out. Sean Manaea looks to the sky, claps his hands to his glove. He salutes the crowd as he walks off the field to the first base dugout with seven shutout innings.
Minaya was starting to lose it just a bit, but found a way to battle through the inning and get out of it and keep the shutout intact. And that's the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Seventh time this year that Minaya went seven innings, and that was it for him after another terrific outing in which he allowed two hits, walked two, and hit a batter and struck out five. Reed Garrett worked a 1-2-3 eighth with two out in the top of the ninth. J.D. Martinez walked. Pablo Reyes just called up, came on to run for Martinez, and then the Mets added some insurance.
Reyes from first, 2-2. Marte spots one deep, center field. Robert back to the wall. It is off the fence. Reyes hits third. He's heading home. Cutoff throw bobbled in center. Marte at second with a double. Big insurance for the Mets in the ninth. 2-0 New York on a double off the wall in center. Reyes running with two outs, scores all the way from first, and the Mets grab an extra one off Justin Anderson in the ninth.
And when Reyes scored that run in the ninth to give the Mets a 2-0 lead, that was our insurance run of the game. Brought to you by NJM, no jingles or mascots, just great insurance. And again, Marte was stranded as Bader flied out to end the inning. But the Mets did pick up that insurance run, very important, as it was now a 2-0 game for Edwin Diaz to come on to close it out. He blew away Andrew Benintendi to start the inning. He got ahead of Luis Robert 0-2 before striking him out, and then it was up to Lenin Sosa.
Diaz peers in for the sign. 2-2 to Sosa. Struck him out, swinging slider away. Edwin Diaz strikes out the side in the ninth. The Mets break out the brooms and sweep off the Chicago White Sox, winning the finale 2-0. They wrap up this trip 7-3, and they hand the White Sox a franchise record 107th loss of the year. A shutout win today for the Mets behind Minaya, Garrett, and Diaz, and the Mets will head home happy.